Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm gonna go first. Josie.
Obviously, a difficult day here. You said to the BBC the team, you felt the team lacked conviction. Do you think that's been maybe the case for a few games now?
Oh. Okay, I think the problem is a little bit when that I'm not 100% sure that the general how we dealt with the United games that were particularly helped. I mean, we lost the game in the cup and it was like a catastrophe because we were that good and lost it anyway. Then we draw there, were really good for a long spell and just drew it, and we have conceded a little bit. That's now not the reason for today, just it's a few weeks back anyway. But you start to ask about a few weeks. So the problems we had in the United games were completely different to the things we had today. The goals we concede are too easy. That's probably a general thing, that's true. I said what I said about the game today. So we all players included, me included, obviously we expected a reaction, and we saw a reaction that we lost in that game more than only the game a little bit. So it didn't help. You could just see. And on top of that, the game before the United, where we lost points. So we just were always too wide. And the goal we concede is now the goal that ends up with as a completely free in the box. That cannot happen. So, but we had other moments where they didn't end up in front of our goal, where we were just not together. So you cannot, let me say like that, if you press with 80%, you better don't. But because that makes no sense then, because we had here and there, I think Curtis was really going for it, following through, stuff like that. Besides that, first line, a bit too far away from each other, no real impulse. Maka and Vataro, maybe normal, didn't really follow. And the last line was too deep as well. So that's where Crystal Palace had too much possession in these moments. We had to run in the wrong direction. We're 1-0 down and had to constantly, and obviously that doesn't feel great. We cannot gain momentum in these moments. So halftime, 1-0 down, fine. That's how it is. And obviously the second half is a really good home game. It's a really good game. They didn't have, I'm not sure they had chances really, but we had a lot. The big ones, the four, where everybody would think yeah, that should be a goal, and other moments where we were nearly there. So there we had momentum, that we were in the game, that we could put them under pressure. And that's not how it is. So we showed the right direction in the game, so we didn't give in or whatever and thought, okay, that's another day off or whatever. Not at all. The boys really tried hard. But in the end, it was not enough. We have to admit that as well. Oh, and the conviction I talked about was really, that was, no, we were really too, our formation was never there for real causing Palace problems. The diagonal balls they play, you can only defend by putting the guy on the ball under pressure. There's no other chance to do that. When we didn't do that, that means they could play them and the whole formation have to run constantly, making runs. You actually, you do them. to defend them, but it's not for winning the ball, it's just for defending them, and that's a big difference.
You know, it's probably difficult today, but what does it mean in terms of where you are in the tiebreakers? Because you've dropped 5 points in just the last 2 games.
No, it's easy. I understand it 100%. It's, of course, you have to ask this question, but it doesn't mean for the title race and stuff like this. I'm not dumb. I know that. And the answer is pretty easy. We play like in the first half, why should we win the league? If we play like in the second half, we can win football games. So if we can win football games, then we will see how many we can win, and then we will see what we have to be around when the other guys now struggle, if they struggle. So that's how it is. And for us, obviously, we have to win football games anyway. So, now a string of 4 away games, if I'm right. So that would have been tough anyway. Will be tough, but we have to, and we know that. It's obviously, that's clear, that we have to deal with that now. And that's the easy thing. There's nothing else really to say. The criticism in these moments is completely fine and absolutely right. It's all about how we deal with it. In the first half, we didn't deal particularly well with the situation, but second half, we pulled ourselves together and should have won the game, but we didn't do. I saw the result, and that's it.
Hi, Jürgen. In general, in terms of the team, do you feel that there's maybe a bit of fatigue is set in, or you've got some players not quite at top form?
We make that now. I understand as well. I see the same game like you do. Did Vataro and Maka play now a little bit too much in the last few weeks? Maybe they were the two most used, especially Maka. The other guys came back from injury. Now, I would say Kurt today really good. Dom came back from injury, stuff like this, kind of a rhythm. I think for the situation Trent is in, that was really good, but hey, I don't think he could now play 120 minutes, let me say it like that. Robbo came back from injury, all these kind of things. So a couple of players had to play a lot, and a couple of players had always interrupted. That's a bit the situation. But it's actually not too interesting for us if we find now for that the real answer. We have just to make sure that we don't think about where we are coming from, whether injured or not, and we just have to make sure we find a way to beat the specific opponent in front of us. And for that, it's always like this. For winning, you always find, as a manager, you find a lot of explanations. This was great, this was great. When you lose, it's not as easy to find these things, and it might be obvious, but it's not about now putting the finger into that or that or that. As it, you always, the solution is always being really together on the pitch for us. Where we are, we got because we were against the ball an absolute machine, and that's what we have to be. In that moment, we have the rhythm, we have the momentum in the game. It's difficult for the opponent. They don't feel great. We feel much better, and then these boys can really play football. Today they showed that in a really difficult situation that they can do that, and that was good. But it doesn't feel great anyway now because we lost the game, and we planned this day completely differently. But here we are, and now, how is that? We have to deal with that.
That's one of the
contract.
Yeah, how it is on these days, and something like that happens as well. Connor overstretched his foot slightly. First moment, you know, but Connor felt what didn't look great. Now I heard a little bit like it settled quite quickly, but I don't know. I like now what is a ligament damaged or not? I don't know. So we will get these informations tomorrow or Tuesday, but. Yeah, it was very painful for him, so that's not cool.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.